OKC 51.5. You know, we'll get to this. We've got other things we need to get to. And it's about time. So if you're just tuning in.
Tuning in?
I'm a victim of circumstance. We're morons.
What an income poop.
What do you say we just let the insanity subside?
Yeah, this is going to do it.
Thing is, neither of you have not been to multiple Three Stooges festivals, which is just sad. All right. Let's lock up said Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We usually do this at the end of crunch time on a Tuesday, but we're going to do it now to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour of sports talk on a Tuesday. You be the leadoff.
I am going to start off with Maria Sharapova.
What are you doing?
Maria Sharapova got a big time win the other day in the U.S. Open. She upset the 2-seed Simona Halep. Sounds like a name, in what was her first Grand Slam match in 19 months. And after the win, people, including Sharapova, acting like this was a feel-good comeback story fans were cheering for, she said, and I'm quoting here, "I thought this was just another day, but this was so much more, and I didn't want to think about it. You sometimes wonder why you put in all the hard work, and this is why." All right, maybe slow your roll a little bit there, Maria. The entire reason you were suspended for 15 months and didn't get to be in a Grand Slam for 19 is because you cheated. And guess what? Cheaters don't get to go around using words like hard work in your first win since coming back from your doping ban. I'm not saying don't be excited, because a win is a win, but maybe we all don't act like she's coming back from some illness or an injury or something. She cheated. She used performance enhancers. She's lucky she's even allowed to compete at all, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, she's not quite Mario Lemieux or John Lester.
Or Eric Berry.
How about Art Briles, disgusting human being and still unemployed slime, I ask.
What are you doing?
Dude, we see you.
Dude.
You can go home to your idiot daughter and despicable bubble of blind supporters, but they're a drop in the bucket when the bucket is the size of the big house. Did you really think you were going to get hired on planet Earth and sneak under the radar? Advice: disappear, go away, don't become Jay Paterno, evaporate, become invisible, wait until the many, many cases pending against you and what you were complicit with at Baylor is completely done, until each of the victims you help perpetuate, have their say and justice is served. Figure it out. This is your life now. Hope it was worth it.
As what are we you ask. Doing?
I'm going to stay on that note. To the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I ask.
What are you doing?
Are you that tone deaf and clueless? Can anyone be that tone deaf and clueless? This is a guy who actively ignored sexual assaults by his athletes, actually discouraged victims from telling people what happened, as well as investigations into the dozens of assaults, which included 4 gang rapes. Not only did he know about it, he tried to cover it up many times. That's why he is a scumbag. That's why he doesn't have a job right now. That's why he shouldn't get to have a job in football anymore. But in their infinite wisdom, the team decided to hire Briles yesterday to be their assistant head coach for the offense. I'm not sure if it was June Jones who did it, or somebody in the front office, or both, but they immediately had sponsors vocally opposing it, saying they would take their money elsewhere. And to their credit, the CFL jumped in and essentially strong-armed the team into reversing course on the move. They announced it as a joint decision today, but we know what this was. This was an, oh crap, you mean this will cost us money? Okay, never mind. It's a shame that money made them grow a conscience, but at least everyone finally figured it out, I guess. If you run a football program of any kind, or if you are a woman, or if you know women, don't hire Art Briles, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Chuck Greenberg and the Texas Ranger ownership group, I ask.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about? What do you mean? You're playing the Astros now, then again in September, but you won't flip-flop being home team with what's happening in your state? How is it even a discussion?
Crazy.
Astro president Reed Ryan went to the media and explained the discussion. Let's switch series. You have our home set. We'll take yours. They said no and offered an explanation. You know what it was? it doesn't matter. The callous nature of even considering the competitive angle with what's happening in their backyard is kind of contemptuous and classless, so they're going to play in Tampa instead. Morons, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was essentially a baseball decision, was their answer. Right. We don't want to have that many road games in a... Okay, you don't want to be inconvenienced? I would say the entire city of Houston is inconvenienced a little bit right now. Yeah, maybe pull your head out and make the right move here. To the Detroit Lions, I ask.
What are you doing?
When I say name the best quarterback in the NFL, where does Matthew Stafford come on the list? Is he in the top three? Top five? Probably not. Top 10? Most likely. Well, that guy is now the highest paid player in NFL history. In fact, on top of the $135 million over five seasons, the Lions wrote him a $50 million check today just for signing. Can we all just acknowledge how insane a $50 million signing bonus is? It is. Stafford is a great fantasy football quarterback. He puts up massive numbers every year. With the exception of his first 2 years, he is also extremely durable. Played 16 games 6 years in a row. That's just impressive. But you know what number he doesn't seem to improve year in and year out? Wins. The Lions have not won their division since 1993. They have not won a playoff game since 1991. Stafford is 5-46 against teams with a record above 500 in his career. That's almost as astonishing a stat as his signing bonus. I get needing to pay your guy to keep him around, but Matthew Stafford as the highest paid player in NFL history by a margin of $10 million over Carr? No, Lions. Just no, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I forgot to pull the sound, so I'm hoping you listened on Rome, because we'll play it later. I'm a perpetual putz. So
accurate.
I'm going to go to New York Jet coach Todd Bowles, I ask.
What are you doing?
If you heard him announce his starting quarterback was Josh McCown, it was with the enthusiasm of the New York Mets knowing they have to write Bobby Bonilla another check. Have you ever heard a coach with an 0-0 record during the most optimistic time of the year less pleased with what he's saying at the podium unless he's trying to explain away a scandal? I thought he was going to cry. I guess if you had to face people around pro football and were forced to tell them, after all this time, your answer is Josh McCown, you might be a little bit downtrodden. How about faking it? Call Elaine Bennis. She's the expert. It's been a half century since this joke of a franchise won a title. I guess it's unavoidable, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It could be worse. Could be Geno Smith.
I got Josh McCown as our quarterback. God, what has my life become?